Welcome to Therapy in 10, where Darcy and Hannah combine both their lived and professional experience to bring you a fresh take on mental health, tackling tough questions in just 10 minutes. Each episode is chock full of stories that will make you cry, laugh, and restore your faith. We're so glad you're here. Hey everyone, welcome back to Therapy in 10. This is episode 13 of our season 2, and it'll be actually be our last episode of this season before we take a little bit of a break. I'm Hannah, and I'm here with my friend Darcy.
Hey guys, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, so we also hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving and kind of going into the holiday, Christmas holiday now, which is, I love it. I don't like the cold weather, but I enjoy the season. So we just kind of thought that going into this season and kind of wrapping up Christmas season and then wrapping up season 2, we just kind of wanted to do a little recap of like our favorite moments from season 2. We're unscripted today, which, well, that's most days, but we just are going to kind of talk a little bit today together about like our favorite times from the season and our favorite things that we've taken with us. So how about Darcy? I'm going to let you go first.
Okay. Well, you know, I thought maybe we would just recap on how we kind of got started in this.
Yeah.
You know, cause we're going to kind of talk about what we're going to attempt to do next year, full-heartedly is mm-hmm. what I mean. You know, cause we don't get paid for this or anything like that.
No.
It's just something that we feel called. I know that word's used a lot. But you know, just something that I think God kind of put in our path and we're enjoying it. You know, we don't mm-hmm. know what our future looks like with it, but right now we're just going to take what he gives us and run with it. So me and Hannah actually, you know, I don't know who all's been on these episodes, but me and Hannah actually have never met in person. We've had Zooms and stuff like that, but we've never actually physically met in person. And I'm sure the first time that we do, because she's going to come to vacation down here near the beach where I live. And yes. I'm sure we're going to hug for a long time and probably stay up till two in the morning talking. but, you know, we obviously both have a heart for Jesus and we have a heart for, you know, helping people through mental health struggles. And, you know, and so that's what joined us together. We met online by chance through a writing group and we've stuck together ever since. Mm-hmm. And we are just so honored to be able to do this. And we know we're far from perfect on this. Our audio is probably abysmal. I think I had an email about that the other day that said some guy was listening to it and he loved what we were doing, but we could use some help with editing and stuff. And I'm like, I'm sure we could.
Yeah. Yes.
But like I said, we don't get paid, so we don't have a lot of money to go with this. But that's okay because, you know, when me and you talk, we're like, you know, people aren't real, mm-hmm. you know? Especially younger people with busy lives. Yep. They get it. They want real, and real life comes with interruptions mm-hmm. or detours. Yep. And so that's what we bring. So Hannah, that I know I got a lot of favorite moments from this year, but what's one of yours?
Well, so I loved whenever we had Jen Tucker on the show talking about the show. It's not, I mean, I guess it's a show. I don't want to say that, but on the episode with us talking about her book, Breath as Prayer, and just kind of how she walked us through that. And just like her, I have her book in my office where I see clients. And so for those of my clients that actually, you know, do want to do like actual Christian counseling, I am able to just like, I have been able to integrate that with like several of my clients since then. And there have been several that have just found it really helpful and just kind of like that new concept of like, hey, they know about deep breathing and obviously they know about scripture and prayer. But the combination of that has just been really powerful. For me to be able to like do in session with my clients and to, you know, like recommend her book and say, hey, like, you know, I've actually physically handed it to them and said, hey, take a look through this. And so that's just been something actually really practical for myself that I've kind of put into practice, but also something that I've just been able to share with people that are in need right now. So that was one of my favorite moments.
So I absolutely loved Jen Tucker and her book, Breath as Prayer. And I think she was actually our first guest we recorded with. And she was just such a humble, contrite spirit. I mean, she was wonderful. You could just tell that she lived and breathed what she wrote. You know, she walked the talk. And I agree with you totally. I loved all our guests, to be honest with you. And they all brought a bit of fresh air, and our listeners got to, get a break from us. So, anyway, but I think, and this was probably an off-air moment, because I think this is when we were talking with our guest, Jen Weaver, who brought us the episode about having an actual conversational relationship with God, with Jesus. And she gave us so many tips. And, one of my favorite things she said, and this was before we went on to record with her, is we said, we don't have that big of an audience. She's like, Hannah was like, I think we've had maybe 600, maybe a little bit more, of plays of our podcast this year. And you know what she said? She told us, well, that's okay. She said, but imagine if you were standing on the sidewalk and you had 600 people in front of you. Imagine that perspective of that audience, and you were sharing the love of Jesus with them, the word, the hope there is for people who are struggling with mental health disorders. And imagine how big of an impact that would look, if you were speaking in front of a crowd of 600 people. And that's so true. We often think that the little things that we can bring to the table, that it's nothing, but God sees that as something and always takes those little things and make them have a bigger impact than what you think.
It makes me think of the woman I can't remember, it's probably in all the gospels, but where she brought like literally like her last penny, that was like
Oh,
all
yeah.
she had to give, and she gave it, and that was more honored in God's sight than like whatever hundreds of the people, because it was her heart behind it. And that's the whole thing, is just like we give what we can, which is, or we may feel like a small impact or whatever, but God takes that and uses it and multiplies it. And so
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we had, and I'll let you speak, we had Dr. Lauren Gilbert on for two times talking about the importance of rest and the different types of rest. And you guys were of kindred souls, and y'all hit it right off. Both smart, both very intelligent women, both go-getters and loving moms. So why don't you talk about that a bit?
I mean, all of those things also describe you, for the record. You might not love to exercise as much, but you have all those other characteristics that you just mentioned. But yeah, I really loved when she was talking about just the different types of rest. And I think I had sort of had that concept in my head. I didn't label it like that, but I didn't really realize it was like a thing for everyone. But just kind of, the reminder that, obviously rest comes in different ways, but also that it's okay that some days you need it in one way and the next day you might need it in a different way. Like 80% of the time I thrive when I'm like in a structure and I can, exercise and, do those things. But then there are other days when I'm like, I literally want to lay on the couch and do nothing. Of course, it's impossible because I've, a 2-year-old and a 4-month-old, but as much as possible doing nothing, like we'll say doing nothing during nap time, which is usually my
Right.
time to like do all the things. Sometimes I'm like, I'm just gonna watch this Netflix show while I fold laundry. So I just do something. But it's like that's my version of doing nothing. And so sometimes it's just, and that's okay, and taking care of those needs is important. So I enjoy that.
Well, I have to say, I have been trying to get back into the exercise, and I actually don't hate it. There's certain ones I don't really like, but and I swear, and I'm not gonna say the devil because I'm not one of those ones, but I swear I was doing good and making progress for 4 or 5 days, and then my back went out again.
Oh no. Bless your
And
heart.
I have ruptured disc in my lower back, but they were getting better, and I wasn't having much pain, and then now it's just like every now and then, boom. So, We have to live with limitations, though, and that's okay. I have to say, so we had talk about one more guest, then we'll talk about a couple of our bloopers that we had, and just a little bit about what we have planned for the next year and how excited we are about that. But Mary Armand from butterflyliving.org came on, and I loved her, and I love her in person. She is one of my friends that I met at She Speaks conference just this summer, and we became fast friends. But she brought a wealth of knowledge when it came to like building and creating lasting friendships, and a lot of just truth bombs in that, you know, like the fact that you cannot have a ton of close friends. There's just no time. Time does not permit for you to be best friends with everybody. It doesn't. Wish we could, but you know, like you said, there's only so many hours in the day. She also talked about how Jesus modeled what friendship would be like, should be like. And so I just really enjoyed her coming on the show with us. And then, do you have anything else to bring up about our guest?
I don't think so. We're probably like forgetting something, but
Oh,
I feel like we had so many and they were so good.
I do love how Jen Weaver, when she was talking about building a you know, conversational relationship, conversational prayer with God, and she does a podcast now called God Talks. God Talks, I think, or whatever. And I've listened to a few of them so far, as time has permitted, and I've really loved it. They're super short, not like ours. And I remember her saying towards the end, you asked her advice on that, and she said something about the very thing that like basically shirks her away from wanting to speak to God is now the thing that she faces head on and brings that to the table and says, you know, truthfully with God, this is where I'm at. You know, it's not like he doesn't know. You know, so she said to just bring that honest conversation in, and I absolutely adored that. That's great advice. You know, you might as well
Absolutely.
be real. He knows the real you. You know, I'm not
Yeah, it's like
saying.
we can keep anything from him or whatever, but he does need us to say it, you know, like we're just like this thing where we can just sit around and be like, well, the Lord knows my heart, so I don't need to pray. Like, that's not how this works, you know. Like, we have to get to a point where we know our weaknesses and the things that we need help with and submit to that and just be humbled. And I think, you know, that's part the big part of prayer. So.
And you know, I mean, we obviously are to show our reverence and our fear of God. Obviously, you know, he is the one up high. He is the only one. But I'm pretty sure when he sent us Jesus, he gave us a message that he was longing for that relationship with us. You know, it's not like he doesn't know when we're mad, even if we're mad at him. You know, it's not like he doesn't know that. So, you know, I like to think about it. I really got to see God in a fatherly role after what happened to me. And I realized that I really, really needed that. That's who I needed. And so I think I prayed more to God the Father than anything because I was seeking that fatherly relationship.
That makes
And
sense.
fatherly, and if you have a real father, you know that there are times that you are not always, you know, on the same page. Sometimes, you know, you get a little upset, and good fathers give good fatherly discipline, and they also give unconditional love.
Yeah,
You know,
true.
so anyway, so let's talk about some of our funny bloopers. Mine being the favorite one where you led the conversation about the draw and damage of perfectionism, which, you know, I think most of us, a lot of us women are recovering perfectionists, not all, but I'm a recovering perfectionist. I'm so far recovered now, though it's probably a little bit going to the other end. Need to bring back some of those perfectionist tendencies. But I about died because that's when we were recording at night, and I was hiding in my closet from my children, and
Then I
you
was
were
doing the
hiding in
same.
the basement or something. And you were trying to talk about all those struggles, the perfectionism, and like moms, like when you, and there's your kid banging on the door, screaming for you. And you were just getting so flustered. And we had to pause several times. And I was like, this is God working on Hannah right now because she's about to blow it. So anyway, but oh, yeah. I just...
And my husband was like there with her. She just was like getting ready for bed and like wanted me and like, I'm just like, it's fine. That was actually, it's fun fact. It was after that episode that I, cause like I had no idea historically how to, this is just fun for everybody to know about us. Probably. I had no idea how to edit the audio on these podcasts. Like no clue, because like, I'm not a sound person. I'm not a technology person. I have no idea how to do any of that stuff. But I figured it out after that episode because I had to, because we couldn't start over at that point. I mean, because in the past, for everyone's just knowledge, if we would mess up really bad, we would just like start over because we didn't know how to edit at the beginning. We yes. so did. And then after that episode, we were like 30 minutes in. And I was like, there's no, because we were almost done. And I was like, there's no way, we cannot start over. We didn't have time. It was like 8 o'clock at night. I mean, like whatever. Yeah. And so finally, that's how I figured out. That forced me to learn how to edit. So
yeah, I think
still very much an amateur, but yeah.
I want to say it was that episode too. I didn't turn Do Not Disturb on. And so I had people like texting and calling in the whole time. Mm-hmm, and I'm like, mm-hmm. And I'm never that popular, especially yep. at 8 o'clock at night. And I'm like, who's even calling me? But
yep.
Anyway, I just remembered that when I was like, it was just so ironic, but I was like, leave it. Like that's hilarious.
That's what we're talking about. Yep.
That's life. Yes.
Yes. That is so funny. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I don't know how many times. Yeah, we've started over quite a few times.
Mm-hmm. Thankfully, especially... we didn't have to do that recently, but.
No, we've gotten a little bit more comfortable, but, you know. So do you have any favorite moment of mishaps? Can you think of any that?
Gosh.
Wait,
there was one time, of course, I edited it out so nobody would know, but I said the wrong, like, that it was the wrong number of episode, and then I had to, like, cut that out and splice it from a different episode, and then like, oh my gosh, it was when we had a guest too, so I didn't feel like, oh, I'm gonna start over trying right. to like have some semblance of professionalism here with right. that. But thankfully, like everybody, like all of our guests have just been so gracious, and that's one of the things, like, you know, we haven't had anybody come on here and be like, wow, you guys really have no idea what you're doing. You know, like they've all just been so, you know, kind and gracious and, you know, learned with us. You know, whenever we record, there's kind of like a little, we send them an invite via like a text message, and then they hop on, and we just had, you know, struggles with yeah. that every single time almost. And depending on if they have an iPhone or an Android or whatever, they have to do a different thing to get it to work on their phone. And so it's just been a lot of learning, you know, this year. And so we just really appreciate everybody like kind of staying with us and like these growing pains. And like anytime like somebody comes to me, you know, usually like a friend or like my mom, or actually my mom's like, oh, my friend listens like faithfully every week. And like, so it just like, that just means so much to me. Like whenever people are like, I listened to this and it was like just what I needed, or that was really good, I never thought about that kind of thing. Like those are the moments where it's like, and Darcy, you and I have talked about this just even with our writing and stuff, like that our focus has always been, if just one person yep. knows the love of Jesus because of me or us or what we say or write, like that's good enough, you know, like
that's right.
And that's one person that didn't, you know it before, one person that needed to hear that today, needed that encouragement. And so yeah, I mean, it's just it's been fun to learn, and we appreciate everybody just kind of like hanging with us despite the like audio problems and like just, who even knows? We interrupt each other because we can't see each other when we're recording. So it's just like, we're learning though. So we just appreciate everybody being patient with us and sharing with us when you do enjoy it. So if you are listening, here's my little plug to say, go on and rate our podcast and leave us a review so others can see how it's been helpful.
So yeah, I completely forgot all about the tech problems that we had, especially with our guests, and yeah, and just us in general. We had a lot of technological problems, and it's funny because I actually work in software and tech. So, but you know, anyway, we wanted to talk just briefly about the exciting new season we're going to do starting in January, and it's going to be called Faithful Yet Struggling. And I actually asked Hannah for permission because I kind of hijacked the show and said, "Hey, I believe God's put this book on my heart." And he gave me the words, "Faithful yet struggling." And I was talking to some girlfriends at dinner one night, and I said, "What do you guys think about this?" And I said, "What would you want from this book?" And one of my best friends said, "I want to know that God understands me where I'm at." She said she just wants to know that she is loved and accepted right where she's at. And right where she's at right now is kind of a hard spot. She's going through some health things, and it's not all sunshine and daisies. And so I'm really excited about this because, there's not a biblical character that didn't struggle, guys, that didn't wrestle or doubt, with your faith. And Hannah, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it is Jacob, that physically wrestled with God. I think it's, and I never knew. I dug into that passage a little bit more, and I never knew that the reason that God hit his hip, like displaced his hip or whatever he did to his hip, was so that Jacob couldn't run anymore because he was running in fear of what his brother was going to do to him. And God was saying, "Trust me on this. Don't let fear talk to you." But he dislocated his hip or whatever it was, physically, to where he couldn't run. So he had to face what was coming. He had to face his fear. And the ending of that story turned out great. And then Jacob was renamed Israel. And Jacob literally means, I believe it's Jacob that literally means the one who wrestles with God. And when I read that more and really dove deep into it, which is something that is wonderful about doing this podcast with you and writing, because it propels me to have to like dig deeper and learn stuff that I've never learned. And it's amazing to see all the details that he puts in there. But anyway, I thought, he does love you. He loves you where you're at, whether you're depressed, whether you have anxiety, whether you're fearful, whether you're in a good place on top of the mountaintop right now. He loves you where you're at. And so that's what we're kind of gonna, delve into for the new year. And I'm so excited about it. And if you have anything you want to discuss, any questions, any comments, please send them to us. Find us on Facebook, send us a message. We have an email. What is it? TherapyN10, the number 10 at gmail.com. Send us an email there.
Comment on our Instagram posts, so send us a direct message on there too. We'll check all of those things. So we'd love to, if there's topics you want us to discuss or questions you have or whatever, we'd love to address those.
Absolutely. So we got Christmas coming up next. We just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody. We hope everybody has a fabulous new year.
Yeah, we're gonna take obviously a
Little
break.
hiatus.
Yes, we used to be really good about like we would sit down and we would like record, 3 or 4 podcasts at a time. And over the last, basically since I had my second child, we have not had a chance to sit and do that. But now that I have a little bit more of a schedule for my life, and we hopefully will be able to do a little bit more of that, so we're not just like that way we don't have to miss any kind of weeks, because and be a little bit more consistent with that. So lots of
Grace
good
upon
goals
grace.
for the new year. Yes. So awesome.
All right. Well, until then, I guess we'll, see you after the new year.